Sometimes I wish I had a clone, but then I think about how much beer we drink and realize I could never afford it. This is the perfect pour.
Get it, get it. Would your clone drink more than you, you think?
No, I hope not. Bastard. Probably hey, would.
You need to calm down, bro.
Hey,
not
bro.
Not your bro, bro.
I'm your clone, bro. Shut up, bro.
Clone bros.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show.
It is.
Just to let you guys know. Just kidding. What? This is what you're... Hey. This is you're in the right room. Hope you're in the right room.
Oh, okay.
This is a craft beer room.
This is not Martha Stewart Lily.
No, it's not. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer.
Are we
We're
going
to give you beers to look out for, aka beer releases. We're going to reveal what we're caught drinking this week. And listeners are going to call us about beer-related stuff. We're going to talk about some culture, aka news and all those things. And we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
First, we were drinking before the show. We had a couple of beers during our tailgating for the show. One was the High Lie, an extra Cigar City. We got, and then,
007.
That's Firestone's Luponic. Number 7 is out there.
Bond. Luponic Bond.
I think I enjoyed that number 7.
Old number 7?
Did you enjoy it because you didn't buy it, or did you actually enjoy
it? Probably it? Helped.
Yes.
But, yeah, you guys like that number 7?
7's good.
Old number 7.
I thought it was in a taller can, though. The cans look taller on
you
TV.
You think the can looks on TV?
No.
You saw this on TV?
In the,
Hey, honey! They got that Firestone commercial! 007.
Oh, I was hoping that was Magnum PI.
I like that one. It's got like something new and different on that.
You mean it tastes good?
It's got something new in it. It tastes
different.
Good.
What's so different about it?
Limited release. Drink within 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says in the can. It's demanding it.
Demand.
It says it several times.
Has it always been 90 days?
Yes.
Okay. Beer before glory.
I thought maybe they upped it for this
one. We're recommending the Luponic number 7.
Yeah, because they usually do about 4 a year. So we had 5, 6, the 7. We should see 8.
Christmas 8?
Mm. Yeah.
Christmas 8 is great.
So that we're recommending, Firestone's Luponic number 7.
Hopefully the 8 will be a nice spiced.
So I guess it's time to open a new beer.
Ooh, that sounds like
fun.
For the
first time, I think.
Yeah, totally for the first time.
Whoa!
That was it, right?
That's amazing.
What a crazy opening.
I love gold.
Look at the size of that mouth.
This beer looks like it'll be dark, so I will let the brother take the top pour and read the can.
Ooh, top pour.
And the can was one of them fancy ones that takes the whole top off.
It's the juice, not the fruit cup popped up.
Right.
Ooh, it's an anniversary beer. Anniversary. The Play-Doh's 25. Nope. Have you guys seen the ABV?
Nope.
Okay. Well, what beer is it?
From Michael Hess, Hessfest 7 Anniversary Stout in a 12-ounce wide mouth can.
Did you say stout or imperial?
Anniversary stout.
Can you tell us? Give us a hint.
I will give you a hint. It would be in the imperial category.
Okay.
This
I don't have any.
Mean all this time
I'm already taking top pours.
You're now going from right to left of your podcast now. Whoa, this opening freaked me out for a second there. What's happening? This is the first time I've had one out of a can that's like this. Do you know a name for this? Whoa. Do you know a name for this style, Matt? A can?
I actually don't. It probably has a technical term, but...
Fruit top opener. Yeah. Opening.
Fruit top.
All right. Hesfest 7.
Hesfest 7.
Let me see. If I can somehow beat Matt.
It's not possible. Many have tried.
The stout.
Many have failed.
Oh, you're 2-0 last week.
Yeah. I think he was throwing me a bone.
Here we are, playing an ABV game right off the bat. People don't like it.
Calling Crystal to the stage. Crystal.
Hmm. That's not too hot. I think it's an 8-2.
Mikey checking in at 8-2.
I'm going to go 9-flat.
Wow.
9-flat. Both of you are extremely wrong.
Damn it.
But the less wrong of you both is Matthew.
Boo. Hmm. And way under guessed, huh?
12%.
Wow. That's still a double?
Is that triple?
They don't have triple stouts.
I didn't think so.
Do they? So just everything's double?
I'm going to blame...
20% double.
Yep. So I'm gonna blame how cold this beer is.
Improper glassware.
Huh. You're going to let it heat up. Let's let it heat up and see. Changes.
That's not possible. This is a stout, sir.
Sir? Well, you got to let it warm up a little bit.
In my belly, maybe.
In my belly. Your belly can tell the difference.
That's right.
You cannot. What do you think of this, Nick?
I enjoy this.
You're enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's not bad. It's not bad. Hey, I'm guessing it's way under alcohol than it is, so it's doing a good job there, hiding alcohol.
Not too bitter either. Usually when they get that much booze, they either get bitter and or overly roasted.
Mm-hmm. I'm so bitter.
Mm-hmm. Unless you barrel age the crap out of it. That's the other unique thing, I guess, is this isn't barrel aged, right?
All right, guys. So
nope.
I'm enjoying this. Let's get into some culture. Beer culture.
Whoa.
Nick, what's going on?
Thank you, Paul.
What's going on?
You ready for this?
Nope.
Okay.
But you're still going to tell me anyways.
So yeah. Yep. Yep. So, you know, Matt and I, we have a long lost brother who's a brewer over at Bottle Logic.
Sure.
Matt seems to differ from you.
Uh-huh. There's a fella by the name of Steve Napolitano.
Oh, yeah. I saw his plaque on the wall when I was there.
What?
Oh, forgot about that.
Did we talk about this?
No. It involves a group chat. It's not interesting. Yes.
Oh, boy.
I can confirm.
So, yes. That's all the culture you need right there.
That was it.
You need to be more amazed about this.
This dude with our same last name is brewing. I
mean, he's got to be a cool guy.
I kind of expected to like pull out my credit card there and they'd be like, oh my God, he has the same last name as Steve. And nobody really has this last name. That's
exactly what happens. Yeah. Because there's five Napolitanos in all of California.
Yep.
And nothing like that happened. They were just like,
Nope. They were just like, Game of Thrones is playing him back and here's your beer.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
What about the rest of us? Well,
there was like a guy that came up to me and he's like, you. And I was like, what? And he's like, your beer's here. And I was like, are you sure? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, yeah. And I was like, well, me and my friend here ordered the same thing. Is it not his? It's mine. And he's just like, I'm helping you. And I was like, okay, I'll pick that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I'm helping
you. Bottle Logic's feisty.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And the Sparge Pirate works there.
Sparge Pirate.
He's on Instagram.
Who does awesome. The Sparge Pirate work for? All right. Narwhal has a new label this year. Label refresh for.
Is it Norwal season? So,
are you trying to say season. dump your old labels if you see them?
Yep. Throw them right into my hands. I will take all your old narwhals.
Throw them at the nearest hurricane. Just throw them at it.
Is that how you stop a hurricane?
Yep.
Throw a narwhal at it. Man, that would stop me. You're like, oh, damn, I'm sorry.
I'm turning around.
So look for that. Is it out on shelves now? I will be getting some.
I saw it. Soon. Yeah, I saw it today. I'm hitting the social medias. Ooh. I had it in there. The looking out for just in case you didn't see it, but I assume. But there you are.
What do you take me for?
I always see narwhal.
A fool. I'd have not seen barrel aged narwhals yet, though.
Hmm. Really?
I think it was last year they did the 3-pack of a variety narwhal, where they had the wine barrel aged, the rum barrel aged, and the bourbon barrel.
Yeah, I didn't see those variants. I just saw 10.2.
Didn't they also have the Into the Woods variants as well?
Yes, the one with the ginger and the Bigfoot trip into the woods. Side note, Total Wine Fresno location has somehow come across old cases of the first barrel-aged Bigfoot release that Sierra Nevada did.
What?
And it's like, it's been sitting there for a couple weeks. I don't think people kind of realize what it is. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be 2 years old.
Huh.
But it's the first release of barrel-aged narwhal. I mean, barrel-aged Bigfoot.
Wow. Did you get one?
No, because I already have one.
Oh, well, one good to have now and then have later.
This is true.
Well, the show, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems like a Total Wine. They're just like, we want 15 cases of something.
Yeah. They dug out whatever
got,
they...
We got 50 cases of. We'll put it up. We have shelves. Mm-hmm. We have to fill, damn it.
We want something special, and we don't care how.
Just make it happen.
The single bottle section doesn't seem to turn over, but the sixers seem to turn over.
Mm. I try my best.
Nice.
I'm good for a 12-pack of Fat Tire and a 6-pack of something hoppy.
There you go.
They got you, at least.
That's where the freshies are.
Well, it's like you're going to go to Wahoo's, or you're going to go to Popolo's, or you're going to go just in that general direction. Might as well hit Total Wine. Everything's on sale.
The last couple of times I've been in that area, I've gone into BevMo.
What?
It's simpler. It's a in and out.
Yeah.
Pop, pop, bada bing, bada boom.
There's no traffic, huh?
Nah. Just go in, walk in, get check it, walk ways right out.
Before you go.
Are they like an Ace Hardware now where everybody's like, hey, sir, how's it going? Can I help you find something? No, I'm just checking on you real quick. Are you doing okay still?
Yeah, no, they're not that bad. They don't have three people in the Ace, the tiny Ace going, can I help you find something?
I'm just walking back to electrical. Oh, it's right there, the second aisle. You only have two aisles.
That's where you need to put, like, they should have parkas available at the start where you could put it on and just says, I don't need help.
Thank you. The I don't need help parka?
Yeah.
Where are your batteries? You're standing in the aisle of the batteries. Okay.
I'm going to warn you, Bill's around the corner. He tends to scare the shit out of people. So
he's going to ask you.
They have that guy.
That comes out of nowhere. Yeah. Hey, can I help you out?
Yeah, he's like probably early 70s.
Take it down a notch.
White hair, but he's just, yeah, he'll sneak up on you and say, yeah. Can I help you find something? He's like, Sorry.
Now, you see, a good plumbing type starts with a good Teflon.
Yep.
I am here for weed eaters. Parts.
Guys, I played this already.
Oh, does that mean it's over?
Yeah.
Tangent over.
I'm just trying to make up my mind. Can I help you make up your mind? Well, no, because I'm still putting the part. I'm still putting the project together in my head. Well, just let me know. I'm going to continue doing inventory extremely close next to you.
There.
I think we needed a shut up and open another beer.
And then I went,
that was the correct answer.
Right? And then anymore. I went to Guitar Center after
no,
that.
No, you didn't.
Quick! Hit the button quicker! He's taking us to dark places.
Wow, there's a lot of drops happening right now. I'm trying to keep up.
I love gold!
Yeah.
Like his finger.
You want me to shut up? Get your finger going. Come on. Next beer. Danny, next beer. This. Come on.
What do we got here, Matt?
India oak. Sorry. Yes, real oak in here. India oat Kolsch style ale brewed with yuzu.
Yuzu.
And if I told you this beer was from McKillar, would you be surprised?
No.
And Greg, do not text me right now. I know it's been a while and we're actually opening this beer. It's okay.
You took that long. What the hell's wrong with you? What's the matter with you?
Ooh, segue to San Diego and Stone Brewing. And Stone now is distributed in all 50 states.
Wow, they did it.
Yeah, it only took them 20 damn years.
And it, I mean, and they have their own distribution company as well.
Yeah. And they're in Germany.
Berlin, they take over the world.
Isn't Berlin in Germany?
Yes.
Oh.
But
I was going to feel stupid if it wasn't.
You're like, it is, right?
It is, right? But this, yeah, is this another Wales thing?
Wales.
Do we still... Wait, where
Wales and Wales.
Have we found Wales yet?
I know where it's at.
Okay.
West coast of England.
California.
But,
yeah.
No, they say...
East off the coast of New York.
But they say Stone Berlin. They don't go Stone Germany.
This is true. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'll see what you're saying.
Actually, it's Stone Berlin. Stone Germany.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
The proper term is Stone Berlin. That's what Greg says it is, and so that's what I say it is.
You say Koch or Conch?
Conch.
I just call him Coke. Greg.
Coke. Well, because there's a...
I say Cokey, come
in
here.
In the VW world.
Yes.
It's not... Coke.
It's not. He goes by Koch.
It's Koch. Bob spelt Koch. The same way.
Bob Koch here.
Koch.
Your steering wheel king.
And I like Volkswagens and I like beer, so I'm always torn. I'm like, how do I say your name correctly?
Bob came first.
All right, cool. Settles it.
There you go.
What do you think of this holographic number one?
Oh, yes. Wait, I forgot to drink
this
it.
This is actually drinkable.
McKellar and Tired Hands.
Oat.
It's Kolsch. Got a blue square on it. The label.
Oh, you're reflective a blue square. Blue square.
Mm-hmm.
I smell pepper.
Okay, now I'm getting the pepper. It's probably
yuzu. Yuzu. Mm-hmm.
So that's the yuzu.
India oat Kolsch style ale brewed with yuzu. They literally just used a name generator.
Use me, use you.
We got oats. Some Kolsch malt and
beep, boop, boop, beep,
some yuzu boop. Leftover.
Great. I guess we'll make another one of our beers.
Yep.
Sounds like us. Sounds like one of our beers. Go ahead and make it.
Sounds good.
This sounds like a beer. I don't know. I forget how the McKellar guys sound. McKellar.
It's like
McKellar.
It's like using all the leftovers from Thanksgiving to make something. Mm-hmm. Like,
stew.
You ate my sandwich? My sandwich. Sorry, this is going to be full
be
of
careful,
tangents.
Guys. You're like one more reference away from tangenting.
It was too
Don't
big.
Don't do it.
I had to throw most of it away.
I'm you sorry. Were fitting it in with two references, but you had a third reference and... I had to hit the button.
This show has so many tangents built into it. Can we start over?
Oh, yeah.
Reset.
No, we don't reset. Never do that. We okay. never start over.
Right. Sometimes. Just kidding.
Right, Golden Gods? Right.
Okay, moving on. A local Fresno brewery wants to take your money and not give you beer this time.
What? This seems wrong.
Okay.
I need my beer.
Would you invest in a brewery, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where Matt can or cannot say on this, so specifically.
I would.
Have I invested in a brewery before?
I would.
Yes.
But not Kickstarter-wise. This is actual
equity. We give money to like Lovecraft you might, Brewing.
You on might their actually get money back in the future.
I mean, I support it because in a way... It's a way for people to have pride that they have involvement.
I would support it as well.
Yes.
But it is a little weird. It's just like, Like, what do you need my help for? I just want to drink beer. But also,
I'm already giving you money.
Yeah, I'm already giving you money, man.
Yeah.
But hey, if you want to offer it, if it's going to help you get along, I'm not, I don't know, opposed to breweries doing that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help you keep going.
All I'm saying,
I don't have investment money right now, so it doesn't matter.
So sometimes when, at which it's popular in the media, when breweries start growing at significant rates, people start poking around in how they got money. And then they start to dictate if that was the correct way to get money. So I guess even if you accept money from a different entity and you do a public offering, it can seem good or better because the public has an involvement.
Yeah.
So you're just being transparent is what you're getting at. You're not hiding behind secret investors.
Well, I mean, if you need, you know, several thousands of dollars worth of equipment, you're not going to ask for the general populace to buy all of that. But if they buy a fraction of it and the private entity does the rest of it, I mean, that's how Stone was. And there was people that invested $1 million in the new brewery. It takes several million dollars to open a new brewery, which Stone already had that money, but they had that sliver of people that got their names on a plaque or, you know, their version of a patron, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, we do Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Breweries typically do Kickstarter and give, special releases away and
yeah,
limited edition swag, I guess.
We did it with House of Pendragon here locally and Lovecraft Brewing up in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None of it's bad. It's just, it's a different way and I didn't expect it.
Yeah, I don't know if that means there's some trouble or they're just like, hey, we want to get more equipment. We'd rather have our people that come to the brewery in it than Wells Fargo.
Without going too specific into their situation, just because I don't know what people do or don't know or if I know correct information, the most thing that I can tell you is if you have a brewery, and anybody can back this up, you never have enough kegs, you wonder where kegs are at, you never have enough room, and you never have enough tanks. And you can never turn out beer quick enough, and you don't want to sacrifice quality. So I have a feeling that Full Circle's in that way in some way, shape, form, or extent, where they're like, hey, we have this equipment new, this equipment old. If we had this idea, or if we had this idealistic thing, we could make more beer and make more money. Tioga has that, you know.
Bastards, Tioga.
House of Pendragon has that.
Flaunting their tanks.
Flaunting. Zach's Brewing has that. Everybody's just like, this is what I have. This is what I need. But in the meantime, I'm making stuff work.
Yeah. So this investment is for, at least initially what they're saying is for tanks. They want to grow to a 30-barrel system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I think they're brewing on 7 right now.
Yeah.
So jumping from 7 barrels to 30 barrels is a significant jump.
Yeah, a little quicker than the organic growth model, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, expanding local breweries.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
Nope.
Throw out that. So
check it out if you want, Full Circle.
Tap in.
Tapin.com, I guess.
All right.
They want to expand.
What else? Other things?
Yeah. Pumpkin beers? You guys want to talk about pumpkin beers?
Why did I should have just started talking. And no, go ahead.
Just kidding. That was it.
One of you posted about having pumpkin coffee the other day. So.
Yes, Uncle Harry still has pumpkin coffee.
Yeah. When in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
6 Point has now launched their own app it's launching today because today is Friday.
Yes.
The 22nd of September. And it's been every brewery has beer releases. You guys can imagine that where you go in, you buy a beer that was released the same day. And then there's breweries like Modern Times and stuff like that where they use brown paper tickets where you buy tickets, you have to pick up beer in person and stuff like that. So 6point went ahead and just made their own app. And in the app, it'll kind of give you news, information, descriptors of their stuff, but they're going to start releasing new beers in this application. You buy it online and pick it up in person where there'll be no walk-up sales. So
if you didn't buy it on the app, then
yeah,
don't bother.
You can't just be like, hey, that beer's right there. I want to buy it. And they're just like,
this is reserved.
Yeah.
Actually.
And
you don't actually sell things here.
One of the breweries that I know personally that did something similar was Central Coast. When they released their Juice Box Hero, it was pre-sale only. So, they did a hard cut, and then they canned it because they use the can van like everybody else does. And so it was canned the day of, and they cut off the cans just past the pre-sale. Obviously, they had some for samples or whoever, employees, whatever. But yeah, they just said, we're only producing what we pre-sell. Everything else is, you can't get cans. Don't even bother coming here unless you bought them online. So it's an interesting trend.
Don't be that guy that shows up. Oh, come on, man. Mm-hmm. You're right there.
I was, somebody ran over my dog. My sofa caught on fire, so I didn't have time to pre-buy. So can I just buy them here? Well, do you have happy hour right now?
Yeah, can I buy them a happy hour prices? Yeah.
So it's an interesting trend.
So do you guys think that's better than waiting in line, like having an event buzz around waiting in line all night and having everyone's physically there at the same time for the release? Or is it better to do something like that with an app or just online sales? And you've got your two cases you bought online. You can come pick them up on this next week. Mm-hmm. Or is it better to have a one day big event? Everyone's there waiting in line and whatnot. Line wait better or
app it up.
Or faceless online buying.
Personally, I feel whichever you're more prepared for. I mean, it'd be nice with the pre-sales just because you know how much you sold, how much you have to line up, get ready, stuff like that, just coordinate. And I know all these applications, you probably get a printout sheet or a database that you can search and how much people get if they pick it up or not. But sometimes it's just kind of nice to open the doors and just be like, let's go into this blindly. We don't know how many people are going to show up or how many things we're going to sell. Go either way.
You like those 16-hour days?
Oh, thanks for reminding me of that.
I don't know. If I could skip the line, I would, but I'm also not, like, I never have good luck with the blitz of
online Windows F5 open.
Refreshers. Yeah.
I guarantee that app's going to crash if 6point has a big sale.
Which, yeah, that's the only thing that does concern me. Obviously, sites that are specifically built to sell tickets, they have insane amount of server space to where it just lags versus just crashes. And, yeah, if they have 10,000 people trying to buy 500 beers, that would overload the system.
Yeah.
I'm a two minds of, like... Yeah, it would be a lot easier, especially if I'm a brewery, just to be like, hey, go buy your case online and come pick it up when you feel like it. Yeah. And you've got your number. It's not going anywhere. Nobody's getting it. As long as you come and get it in the next week or so. But then that robs the culture of the line culture. It's just one of the things about craft beer is the lines, waiting in lines.
I'm here for the line.
I'm here for the line. Where's the line? Dude, it's already too many people. There's no way you can get beer. Oh, that's cool.
I'm just here to hang out.
Let's see what they are. Oh, wait, Fridge Mike. Fridge Mike's here this week again. Let's see what Matt's doing.
Fridge Mike kind of fell.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
kind of. Kind of just dangling here against the mic stand.
And you got some dangle.
Everybody wants to say hi.
I think he's drinking beer over there.
Louis, stop drinking beer.
No, he's licking the microphone. Is that okay?
Great. Yeah, well, what are we going to do now?
We got some beer camp. Got some New Belgium triple. It's like some Tsukaba 2016.
I think he's in the beer drawer.
Are you looking at the beer fridge from 2015?
We got that Enjoy by 7413.
Yeah, he's in the drawer.
Yeah, get out of the drawer, bro.
Oh, okay.
He's in the old bad beer drawer.
How about some Hong Kong Garden?
Yeah.
I was hoping you would say hummus.
There's no hummus in
there. We got swamis and chocolate. Is that kind of the same thing?
Let's try. Let's see how that works.
Oh, wait, swamis. There's a Zima. Did we ever get to that?
No. Apparently not.
Dog, quit licking my legs.
Well, Fridge Mike is active tonight.
Woo!
Oh, there we go. That was the Fridge Mike. Thanks for joining us. And Matt's back. And so you're saying... So I'm saying keep the line. Keep the line culture.
Keep the line.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying skip the line. Go high tech. Get now. Get an iPhone 10.
I would say
with the world's fastest processor and beat all the bastards.
I'm going 8 plus.
I would say keep the lines. But I wouldn't be mad at a brewery for doing it all online either.
Oops, I poured heavy on this beer.
But then there's, I think you lose some community if you don't do any, if you never have release days where everyone shows up at the same time, they're waiting in line. I think that's a big part of your community where that would get lost if it was completely online.
Or are you just want to be the guy that it, like...
I just want to hang out, man.
You
says
like to,
the guy that's never waited in line ever.
Never left the house.
You just want to be the warm-up guy for the line?
Yep.
Who's excited to be here? Hey,
you guys like beer?
Who was here last year?
Yeah!
Okay, show of hands.
You guys ready to rock? Ladies and gentlemen... The mighty Van Halen!
I'm sorry. Talking about beer.
Where's your tangent button now? Yeah,
nope. That was like only one reference.
Where's your tangent button now?
Hong Kong Garden.
Don't try and change the subject.
IPA. I'm trying to get us back on track. Don't tangent, Nick. Don't try and tangent us.
Oh, yeah.
Don't threaten me.
Our friends at Drake's Brewing...
What?
Teamed up with our Alvarado Street.
Yo. What? Who?
To make Hong Kong Garden IPA. 16-ounce can.
Broom.
It's a 6.8. We're not playing a game. Okay?
Damn it. 6.8. Got it.
I would have got that one. And it's got like a... I don't know what's going on. It's got like a Bruce Lee... on a bed or something, on a building, and it's like Hong Kong. I don't know. This is good.
Tokyo Garden.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No.
Are you sure?
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Number one super guy.
Yeah,
he is the number one super guy.
Number one super guy.
I had no idea you were going with that.
That's for the old people.
Was it black and white? Am I gonna
no,
find it?
No, it was in color.
Am I gonna find it on TV Land?
Technicolor. No, just kidding. Actual color.
This is good.
This is good. Thanks, Drake's and Alvarado.
Yeah.
Loyal.
Was this a Loyo beer?
Yeah.
Technically the first Drake's can.
Oh.
And we opened it.
Oh my God.
Sons of.
Oh, now it's ruined.
Damn, the value just went down.
This is sipping good. And guess what? I can see light through the beer. It's not hazy.
Thank God.
They do that still?
Is that over yet?
I don't think it's ever going to be over. Now, it's not going to be as crazy as it's been this year, but I that is a fad that I think is going to. It's going to stick around more than black IPAs. I mean, black yeah. IPAs are still.
Those guys kind of died.
I think they'll have more staying power than those. But I can't. I think it's pretty much just going to be a style, right? I mean, I don't think it's going to go away.
Every new release,
even Riley's just came out with a.
Oh, good
Lord. With one, a New England style. So. I mean,
every time I try and write down a beer for looking out for, like, oh, this looks good, like the can art, you know, name sounds cool. Oh, better check, see what kind of beer it is. Oh, hazy.
It's hazy, bro. People are okay with it now.
Take it off the list.
Yeah, well, they're here to stay, so deal with it.
Hams hazy.
A hazy hams.
Pete, so my friend Hammer, you might know him from New Rock 104.1. And
radio celebrity Hammer.
Somebody gifted him a can of hams, and I was like, "This is interesting." And then today or yesterday, he posted on social media. Somebody gifted him a 12 pack of hams, and I'm just like,
"He's got like a hams secret hams admirer."
I'm like, "Where can I find this?" And so it's still on my list. I need to go buy a 12 pack of hams, put it in the fridge here.
Okay.
It's a good beer.
What? All right. It's still a lager, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they get their hazy hands
on it. An unhopped lager.
Yeah.
I'll make a good beer out of it. Give me my Mr. Beer kit.
Yeah, there you go. Haze up some hams. Home style.
Yeah, how can I make a hazy beer with my Mr. Beer kit? I've been thinking about actually using it.
Yeah.
Put it on social media. And just be like the beer kit guy. Just make amazing beer out of my beer kit, my Mr. Beer kit.
Oh, you like that beer? Want to come check out my system?
Yeah. It's a plastic barrel.
Plastic barrel.
Small plastic barrel.
All and extract
a can,
brewing.
And a can of ingredients.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Call it Mr. Beer. Send me the hazy recipe.
Yeah, maybe they got one.
Maybe they got one.
Maybe they got one.
We'll check their social media.
Get some Six Row while you're at it. Some Azaka.
Matt's actually going to check it.
Hmm.
They have a hazy kit.
We'll find out.
Mr. Beer kit, hazy kit. Was that? Did you have more stuff, or what the hell were we talking about?
At 6 point, that's where we lost.
Oh, I'm okay. Done.
How did we get here?
Well, I need help finding my way home. So, I don't know how I got here.
How did I get here?
Can you help me?
We started with 6 point. We're ending it with Mr. Beer Kit Hazy IPA.
I swear we were starting with 6 point, and now we're talking about Mr. Bearcat. I don't know what happened. There was a video going around a few weeks ago, the internet, I forgot to talk about.
Oh, great.
It's the perfect pour, not, you know, the actual pour, where our name came from. Well, you know, the classic, how to do your pour, you tilt the glass, mm-hmm. pour it in, and then right at the end, you give it a little head there. And this guy was saying how you need to just give it, pour all the head, get all the carbonation out of it right then and there. Like, make a big head. It's going to be fine. It's going to go down. And get all the carbonation out there now, because when you drink it, if you don't do it, then when you drink the beer, all the carbonation is going to come out in your stomach. And that's what makes you feel so full and all bloated and be like, oh, God. Yeah, because you didn't take all the carbonation out before you drank it. And now your tummy, your poor tummy, has to deal with all the carbs.
Makes for some pretty epic farts the next day.
Yeah. So his recommendation is just freaking
get it out now.
Pour it out. Get all the carbonation out of it now.
Pour heavy or put a napkin in it.
Pour whatever. With vigor.
Pour with vigor.
I like that idea.
So if you're somebody that's always just like, oh God, beer makes me so full, maybe you're not pouring your beer into a glass. Probably you're probably just. I mean,
how do you get the bartender to do that?
Well, you gotta give him. You gotta make sure he gives you a glass. Becky always requests on draft, a glass. Though. Right. Oh, okay. All right. You're right. Well, you could. You could tell him like, dude, give me a head.
Pour hard, bro. Pour hard.
Pour hard, man.
Pour that beer.
Or you could he did a thing too as he demonstrated. He like stuck like a stick in it or something. It's like a beer and just made it all aggressive and then
so you use your solid fork when you're done. Get some ranch in there.
There you go.
Mix in the ranch.
But then you're tainting your beer. So I'm not recommending
this. Maybe a crazin might fall in. Crazin that was stuck on the fork.
Somebody could have prevented that. Somebody tagged me in this, and they're just like, "What do you think? Does this seem no?" Somebody sent me a message on this, and I was just like, "I can understand how he has some points on this subject or this topic, or whether you saw the person talking or if it was just a news article."
I saw the video.
It was a video of the dude. Yeah. And I'm like, there are some points to it, but. They make beer with a certain amount of carbonation for a reason. Otherwise, the flavors and everything else, or the beer presentable, or just whatever, just doesn't show up. So, I mean, if you want to just drink flat cask ales all day and call your life good, go for it.
No. Beer would die if it was all cask. I'm with you. I'm with you, Matt. I'm not going to get rid of all the carbonation before I drink it.
Well, I don't think he was saying get rid of all the carb. Well, he was just saying agitate it. Don't pour it flat. Don't pour it so all the carbs trapped
in it. Don't pour it so you don't tilt balance, it so much that no head comes.
You want a balance of a little bit of head and carb release. But
I always do right at the end.
You don't want to turn it all the way upside down and just let all the carb
go. Yeah,
but I mean, then you got people exaggerating and they're like, "Oh, this beer is making me so I just feel sick to my stomach." People exaggerate.
That's called populism.
They're just being douchey.
It's like I just ate a whole pizza and down two beers. Why do I feel full? Oh, I don't know.
I feel so full.
Must be the beer.
I don't know, sir. You ate a whole fucking pizza.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not supposed to do that for a year. Update from Mr. Beer Kit. You can get Classic American Light.
Light.
You can get
Boo.
American Ale. You get American Porter. Aztec Mexican Cerveza.
No.
Bavarian Weiss Beer.
No.
Canadian Blonde Standard.
No. Canadian Blonde. The fuck's Canadian Blonde?
Moosehead.
Okay.
The sign on your wall, sir? Yeah,
well, never mind that.
Grand Bohemian Czech Pilsner.
Ooh.
Oktoberfest Lager.
Yes.
American Lager.
Pumpkin beer's next.
St. Patrick's Irish Stout. And those are your... Pumpkin beer's
next.
Then they have an international series. Let's see what these are.
There's no IPA.
Oh, no, the international ones, all the ones I just listed. There is no IPAs or pale ales to be had with what Mr. Beer Kit.
What
the
fuck? What are we going to do?
Oh, my God. Mr. Beer, what are you doing?
Letting you down.
Oh, man. This is going to really test my skills.
There you go.
They want to test my skills, those Mr. Beer Kit people.
You're going to get on the forum tomorrow looking for 10 pounds of mosaic hops for Mr. Beer.
50 pounds of mosaic hops for my one Mr. Beer batch. It's going to mosaic the crap out of this. Okay, I have one or question for you guys this week.
I like it.
One simple or question.
Never simple.
Mason jar or pint glass?
Mason jar, please.
What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, you've got a pail, standard pail.
So a better way to enjoy the beer.
What you personally would prefer to have it out of. If they're going to like, hey, I got this mason jar, I got this pint glass. Or you want me to pour it in?
I'd probably go mason jar just because it would be less top heavy.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I would go mason jar as well. Just feels better.
Yes.
And it feels like, because nothing kills a beer like a pint glass, especially a pail.
They're boring.
They're boring. But they're durable.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it looks like you shouldn't be doing that. I think that's what makes it fun.
It's fun. I'm doing something I shouldn't. I shouldn't be drinking this in a mason jar.
Yeah, this is for my jam.
So crazy.
This is supposed to be for my jam. That's how
crazy I am. All right, guys. Well, you can email us things before you voicemail us. You can voicemail us and email us stuff. One of the things...
Throwing that out there? Did we get a
perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com?
Did we get an email?
We did. What? A couple.
Like you were alluding
one is,
to it.
One is more for Matt than anybody else here.
Oh, I'm leaving then.
I told her not to call in.
This is from Bobby Bouye. Bobby says, hey guys, my name's Bobby and I'm living up here in Whidbey Island, Washington. Make sure to go check out Lovecraft. I am originally from Sacramento, but the Navy made me leave 8 years ago. They forced them out. The Navy came in and like, get out of here, buddy.
You're out.
No, you can't live in Sacramento, but I like it here. Get out. We're the Navy.
There's no water here.
We can tell you wherever the hell you want. Wherever the hell we want. There's the Delta, Sacramento River, American River.
The River Navy? Is he in the River Navy?
Yep. Anywho, I am going to Sacramento for a wedding next month, and so much has changed in Sacramento that I don't know which breweries to check out first. Are there any must-go-tos, Matt? Keep up the good work!
Yes. Okay, now we can answer.
Oh, wait.
New Glory, Bike Dog, Fieldwork,
do we want to send them to
and then
anywhere, Track 7?
Yeah, Track 7, and the only other name that's on top of my head is Sacktown Union.
There's another one we're missing. Oh, Moonraker? Does Moonraker have a tap room?
Yeah. You'll go ape shit over there. But yeah, just go to those. I mean, I doubt you'll have enough time to go any more than that.
Yeah, you got this wedding.
Sure, there's a BJ's up there.
Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
There may or may not be a yard house. I don't know.
There is one on the K Street Mall. It's like total.
What's going on? Perfect.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Nick.
It's all right. Apologize.
There's one on the K Street.
Yeah, but it's totally like more brew pub than brewery, if you know what I mean. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
World's okayest beers.
Brew pubs. The world's most... this is beer. Beers.
Uh-huh.
And this one is from...
What's going on, Perfect Pour?
We're Oktoberfest!
Wow.
Already?
We're a Four Noses Brewing Company in Colorado. It's pretty awesome. Drank some beer. Having a good time.
It's Colin.
This is Janine, and I'm holding the first weekly meeting of the Colorado chapter of the Perfect Pour.
Yes.
We recruited some new members. We got Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hi, Heather.
Emma. Hello.
We got Sean.
Hello.
And Justin.
Hi.
Whoa.
This is now
they're super excited.
Chapter of the Perfect Pour weekly meeting.
And an official get it. Yeah.
Get it.
What's up?
Oktoberfesting.
That's right. Drink a bunch of Oktoberfest beers. Been pretty tasty.
Eating some tasty wings, even though that's not really Oktoberfest-ish.
I want wings.
It's really not traditional. No, cares very about untraditional.
I had some wiener schnitzel.
There you go.
I bet you did.
Schnitzel.
It sounds tasty. Oh. Use your cat voice on that one.
Come on, guys. Bring it back.
Tangent.
So we're having fun out here in Colorado, and
so I want to come and say hi. So I want to tell you guys, keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
There it is.
Oktoberfest thing.
Did one of their friends just die? Slowly?
Yeah.
Man.
Oktoberfest!
All right, other states, you got some work to live up to.
Can, Nick, spell Oktoberfest.
Oh. Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Matt, spell Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Wrong! I don't know, it's probably right. I just want to say wrong.
Wrong!
Wrong!
Well, I've had to spell it. It's so bad that when I've been writing work emails, I'm like, let me know your availability for Oktoberfest. And I'm like, oh, no, I just write okay.
Yeah. I'm going to write October like we write October. Yeah. You want to challenge me if I spelled it wrong?
It's fine. Like, I actually had a reply, and they're like, oh, we are very interested in both dates of Oktoberfest. And I was like, damn it. I'm like, I didn't mean that.
Well, Colin spelled it. O K T O B E R
October
E S T the K
with a K.
Okay. So thanks to our Colorado chapter. Yeah. That sounded like a fun get
man.
It.
Man. Pro status.
Fun get it. Oh, we also have an email from Pure Project. But oh, yeah. That's an email everyone gets.
Oh. Hi, Perfect Poor. Big fans.
Morning, general person that subscribes to email. Big day today. We have the new fashion bottle lottery going live, and we are releasing the details on our 2018 bottle club, the Seller Syndicate. Who they call theirs the Seller Syndicate. Let's start with the lottery. Oh, you got to get in the lottery for that Pure Project. It's a sour imperial red ale aged in bourbon barrels with organic tart cherries and orange zest.
You shut your mouth.
Boo.
So, it's a 2017 U.S. Beer Open Gold Medal winner.
Oh, well then.
So,
no, I must have
so
this.
Be careful what you say. It's an important beer to everyone.
What?
Thanks, guys, for emailing. And thanks for eating crackers, Matt. Loudly enough so we can all enjoy them. Damn it! Every week.
You're the one that adjusted my mic in front of my face.
Well, you were too far.
I was trying to prevent this.
You're too far from the mic.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your journey?
Five four two is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour Crapper Show. We like when you call us about cool things. Things you're up to, things you're doing, things related to the show. Just stuff that we could talk about and tangent you about. And the first voicemail of the week is from this person.
I did it. I called.
Nick?
Yes.
Perfect Pour, Distingle Cam.
Whoa.
And Lanzai Arkel.
Oh.
We just head up to the North Shore to have some beers.
The North
and
Shore.
Back now, safely, of course. Somewhat. Yeah. Somewhat.
What does that mean?
I had a question.
They're not alluding to
it. Why is when you go to a tap room or any sort of bar that it specializes in craft beer. Why are the people so much more friendly, so much more nice than people at a regular bar? What separates the craft beer lover? Why are they so much more fun? More fun than anybody else? What is the reason? Is it just culture? I'm just curious what you guys think on that. If you guys agree. Aside from that, I think we'd like to nominate ourselves as the representatives from Minnesota. Because, Minnesota. Well, we're the only goddamn idiots here from Minnesota.
Write that down.
So, yeah, let's do it. You guys keep up the fucking good work. Cheers. I'm driving!
No, don't be driving.
We're the only goddamn idiots from Minnesota.
I don't think they know they're still alive.
I don't know.
What are they going to say about us?
Yeah.
You say something.
Dumb mother shit. Minnesota.
So you got that written down?
So. Keep up the good work. Are we having co-chairs? Are we having. Is one of them president and vice president? What's the situation?
They'll have to bow that out.
All right.
It's.
Minnesota.
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome style
is now called Minnesota's been decided. The votes are in.
It has been decided. It's been called. We are calling it.
We are calling it at 80%. It is now single cam and
Argo. Can you hear me? I'm not driving.
That's got to be.
And I got my voice back too. Isn't that great?
Well, it was fun last week.
But don't worry. Voice is back up and running. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just wanted to call to, what the hell was I calling for? I always forget. Mikey's greeting is a little too long. It makes me forget what I'm calling about.
Try to shorten it.
Well, anyway, I'm in Stockton. I'm having a Union Jack. I'm waiting for my Swidums to get ready. And we're probably going to go see it. I know. It's going to be pretty scary. Clowns are scary. Oh, yeah, I think that's what I was calling about. I'm not sure. But clowns. Who the hell thinks a clown is funny? There's nothing funny about a clown. The only people that think that clowns are funny and not scary are infants that they can't even talk yet, and anything that's colorful and moves all crazy makes them laugh.
Idiots.
I mean, you could juggle balls in front of them, or I can do anything in front of them, move around, and they'll giggle at it, right?
Yeah.
But people who know how to talk and walk and stuff, who the hell thinks a clown is funny? Clowns are evil. That's what I'm calling about. Clowns are evil. Scary as hell. What's funny about a clown? Why do people think they're funny?
Scotty, I'm funny? I just hit the tangent music. No.
Have you ever laughed at a clown?
Clowns suck.
I haven't. I can't recall. The only time I laughed at a clown is when a clown pointed out that they're not funny. And that was on a Simpsons. Well, actually, it was somebody else pointed out a clown wasn't funny. The Simpsons episode, Ned Flanders told everybody what he thought of him. And he goes to Krusty the Clown. He's like, oh, the clown. The only one of you isn't a laugh or something like that. And it's true. Clowns are not funny. They're evil. Well, anyway, that's a total tangent voicemail about clowns. So stay away from clowns, unless you want to die. They're evil. So keep up the great work. And I'm drinking Union Jack. Yeah.
Thanks, wow. Scotty B.
Was that the first voicemail tangent?
I'm sure it wasn't. There's plenty. But not this one.
Perfect core. Can you hear me? I'm grilling.
Uh-oh.
So, I was holding on to this Orderville bomber just in case, you know, if I made it, it was going to be my celebratory beer. And obviously, the hurricane didn't get me, so I'm enjoying it right now.
Yeah.
Man, it's good. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Slumber, Jose.
So good.
I think it's
I had to put you guys into what we're drinking for next week on PortStricken.com. So hopefully we'll be tagged accordingly. But that is some good stuff. That is some good stuff. To cover up on something you guys botched last week, I'm not in Georgia anymore. I moved. I live in Florida now.
Oh, okay.
All the hurricane updates. But so I rescind
Georgia's getting
my
it.
Georgia listener representative, and I now fall in line under Florida Steve. So
get in line.
Cheers to you, Florida Steve. Cheers. Cheers to
your dawn.
And cheese to everybody else, all the other listeners that keep calling in. On top of that, it's a great show. Keep up the great work, guys. I'm grilling.
I'm grilling.
Yeah. So Florida is stacked, man.
Yeah, Florida's big, man. They love them some Perfect Bar.
Y-Rock, Rich G, Florida Becky, Florida Steve, and now Lumber.
Yeah, I feel like there's more, too.
I think there is.
All right, we have a question here.
Oh, no. Oh,
boy. If you had to cut off one of your hands and replace it with a bottle of beer, what bottle of beer would it be?
That pirate went English.
I don't know what they... It was like a leprechaun pirate.
Leprechaun pirate. Me pot of gold.
I be getting me pot of gold and hiding it on that island. I think this question was if you cut your hand off and had to replace it with a beer bottle, what beer bottle would it be? Did I hear that correctly?
Right. So does that mean it's empty? So what is your favorite shaped beer bottle?
Yeah. Yeah. And in other words, I have no idea. Not one of those things that that Boston Beer Company tried to make cool with those weird ass freaking bottles they made.
Like, trapezoid shape.
Yeah, look. We're making geeky bottles too, guys.
Nerd beers over here, guys.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Sam Adams.
Actually, you should have just made bombers that would look fine. But you had to do that. Sam Adams, always behind the times.
Ah, perfect four. Hey, it's your cuckoo's like a pirate week. So,
no. I think the Garage Boys are... Garage Boys had a meeting.
Beer that is... What beers do you like that have sea or nautical or pirate as a reference in the label? Love to hear what you guys
think. This is the worst pirate ever.
Keep up the good work, mateys. Captain like the pirate day.
Keep up the good work, guys. Wow.
Yes, I forgot this week was Talk Like a Pirate.
I didn't even catch that. And I watch SpongeBob every day.
Oh, man. Yeah, always around my anniversary is Talk Like a Pirate week.
And I was at Pirates of the Caribbean last week.
Yarr.
There was a problem on the ride. They had to shut it down.
Ooh, did you actually have to get off the boat?
I wasn't on the boat. We were in line.
Oh, man.
And it was one of those things where they were like, they kept announcing, like, there's a delay. If you want to hang out and wait, we might figure it out. We're like, all right, we'll keep waiting. And then it's like a half hour goes by. You're like, oh, we invest all this time. And people start leaving. Like, well, we got to keep waiting. And then like 45 minutes later, they just called it. And somebody was like grumbling, coming back from like, somebody dumped a bunch of stuff in the water. Some asshole dumped a bunch of stuff in the water.
Aww.
So I don't
poop? Know. Was it poop?
Somebody
pooped.
I think it was Mexican lager or something.
Yeah.
Contaminated it.
One for the homies. Ashes. Oh, somebody's ashes.
Might have been. It might have been one of those people.
If I want to die. When I die.
They spread the ashes.
Uh-huh.
They do that.
Human remains.
What the? Do you have a favorite pirate-themed beer? Label or beer or at all? Has anything come to mind? Nothing's coming to mind.
Mission.
Oh, there you go.
Dark Seas.
Anything from Mission.
Okay. All right.
I agree with this.
Done.
Final voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here. Now, I know the brothers don't listen to any other beer podcasts. Fuck, they hardly even listen to the Perfect Four podcast.
What? I don't think that's
Mikey, Perfect Four. I wonder if you've been following the 3B Zine fantasy brewery draft that they did. I thought that was a great idea. In fact, I thought it was such a great idea. I wondered, how the hell have you guys not done this? and then I thought, since they kind of left it open towards obviously doing it again next year, that there obviously needs to be a NorCal v SoCal type of thing going on. Anyways, keep up the good work and cheers.
Cheers. Whoa. Fontana Jim.
The correct thing would be sometimes I listen to other podcasts, but I almost never listen to our own podcast.
Yes. It's reverse of what Jim said.
Yep.
That was too much work. It was too involved. And I couldn't even this. I saw their four drafts, and it was just like they all look. I could have picked any of those and not picked any of those at the same time. So I just couldn't.
Wow. You couldn't make a vote.
Yeah, I couldn't get involved. And, you know, Nick and Matt aren't necessarily sports guys. So it's just.
I just don't give a shit.
That's why we.
Sports ball.
That's why it's never come up.
I will let Mikey handle that for us if that was the case.
Yeah. If they want us to get involved next year, we'll do it.
But I also know not to be mad if he loses because, hey, we left it to him.
I love golf.
It seemed to be a great hit for 3BZine. It looked to be a very popular thing.
If somebody's doing a Super Bowl pool, I will gladly join in that.
I'll join in any pool.
Hey.
I like the blind luck of that.
Yeah, there's not.
See, I thought.
There's only a slight amount of skill involved with the picking squares.
I thought there should have been a version of it where you guys pick GABF winners.
Yeah.
And so there was actually.
Like a sports book style betting on who's going to win GABF medals.
Yeah. Because then there's actual results, not just who has more friends voting.
Right.
Seemed like a lot of work for them guys.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
And right now we have a new beer. After we're celebrating the end of voicemails with a beer. This week's voicemails, not the end.
Oh. Never again will there be.
Yeah, by the way, last voicemail. You just heard it. No more. You're done.
Forever.
Forever. Hear that? That's a cracker.
That's a cracker right there.
For the first time in history, we are having a Tioga Sequoia Mount Whitney XPA out of a can.
Oh, is this first?
I don't know. Is it, Matt? Isn't this the first XPAs out of a can?
Yes.
See?
Other than Crowlers.
Right. I know my XPAs, bro.
I see.
So tell us about these XPAs out of a can.
Well, it's the same XPA that you know and love. It's just it's the first time it's been offered in a 16-ounce can.
Yay.
The other reoccurring beers that we've done in a can have been Rush Hour and Tecumseh.
Rash Hour.
XPA.
Rash Hour.
But yeah, everything else has been kind of like, well, and Half Dome, I guess you can include that. But everything else has more or less been a specialty beer, so... We had some labels laying around. And we had some beer in the tanks, and it worked out.
The mobile was this mobile canned?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, they're doing everything for us except for the gold nail, which that's Bakersfield.
What are these guys called?
The Can Van.
The Can Van. The
Can Van. They
go up around California. Do they ever leave California?
They have three different units. And I'm assuming they're just kind of like territories, but yeah, they just float around. If you follow them on, there's the Can Girl, I believe, and you could follow her, and you could just see where they pop up each day. They just go around to different cool breweries and package
only cool, beer.
Only cool,
only cool.
Yeah.
How many cool stars you have?
Yeah,
you got three. I'm sorry.
What's the hipster port ratio per old 50 over guy that brews beer that hangs out at 4 in the afternoon? What's the ratio there? Because there better be enough hipsters.
Mm-hmm. People sleeping on the ground. What's your ratio of homeless to hipster?
How many homeless are on there? None? Oh, no. Can't do it.
So, I mean, you like XPA, but I don't think you're going to be too upset this week with the 4-pack in your fridge.
No, I'm not at all. I might save some for Bell's.
Might.
I've been saving that special XBA bottle I have for Bell's, but the Dorktowns keep not happening.
It's getting old.
The GABF one was built for to have a little time on it.
So oh, okay.
It's probably still really drinkable.
Hopefully this weekend. New Dorktown, maybe next week. Look out for that. Where the hell are we? Look out for that.
Looking out for state's representatives.
Looking out for beers.
Oh. Hey, new beer releases to look out for, and beers we are personally, very selfishly looking out for.
That's right.
Matt, what are you looking out for?
As I'm headed to the Central Coast, there's a beer I'm looking out for. It's the Fieldworks Central Coast collab. That should be going on tap any minute now.
Oh, my God.
So. Yeah.
Is that only tap room kind of thing? No packaging?
Well, they did. So Central Coast, I mean, they only do the can van, and they don't do too much of their own beer. So I think theirs is just draft only. But the Central Coast guys, I think it's Brendan and Greg.
Or you just said the Central Coast. You mean the, said the Central Coast, or maybe I heard you wrong.
Central Coast and Fieldwork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Central Coast doesn't can too much of the beer. They use the can van. So Fieldwork went to them. Okay. They brewed that batch of beer. That's one that's going on tap right now.
At Fieldwork and Central Coast?
At Central Coast.
Oh, only Central Coast.
Then the Central Coast guys went up to Berkeley to Fieldwork, and they brewed a batch of beer there.
Okay.
So, and then I ran into those guys at Sacramento, because everybody came to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. All the cool people.
Yeah, they did.
So.
Wow. Do you think it'll be different? Be able to taste it.
Who knows?
You think? I don't know.
It's going to be fun.
It'll be fun. Be nice to do a side-by-side of that. Any others? That's it?
That's what I'm looking out for.
Man, you're focused. Laser focused on the one looking out for.
I don't know what else I'm looking out for.
Just if you're going to, where in the Central Coast are you going to be at?
I'll be in Slow.
In
Slow proper.
Oh, go see Tony Bags. Have you been inside Tony Bags' place?
That's actually where I'm staying.
Oh, my God. He offered the spare room. He's got lot. Here his beer fridge is pretty impressive.
Nice.
I heard a beer fridge jizz.
Are impressive. Wow. Bazinga. And you can just access. Is there one where he's like, no, don't look in that one?
I'm told there's a shelf of you can drink these.
There's one shelf. He's like, I've got a huge, you can drink these shelf. Everything else off limits.
I'm told there's a no questions area.
Okay. And you just, that's the only area you can pull from. I respect that. Because I have that here, sort of. Well, when people come over, I'm like, don't touch the perfect pour area. You can take what you want from anything else, but don't touch the perfect pour area.
Whoa.
Because then I have to answer to the brothers. And
right.
It's a whole thing.
Because we'll notice when something's missing from the shelf.
Where's that beer? It was here last week. I don't know. And I'm pouring like water in the bottle and like resealing it.
Nice.
Like a little kid with the liquor cabinet. Nick?
Looking out for beers. Clear my throat. How about a Russian brewery, One Ton Brewing, makes a double IPA. We make double, yes.
T-U-N or T-O-N?
T-O-N.
Where in the Russia?
Moscow.
Moscow.
Sorry. Let me talk into the phone.
Moscow.
Moscow, Russia.
We make everything.
They make a double IPA called Party Hard.
In Russia, beer parties you.
Yes, this is true.
Okay, in Russia, beer parties with you.
Just sounds like fun.
Fun.
Party Hard.
Well, if any of our Moscow listeners.
That's right.
Please check it out.
We are accepting international.
We can international emailing seems to be the best for our international listeners. If you want to send us something, voice perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. We need a Moscow representative.
That's right.
In case there's a get it.
Let us know if you have a mule.
Yeah,
I have a mule.
We'll send Ed from Wales.
Yeah, because that's. Super close by.
Super close to Russia.
He's just like right there.
They're touching.
You almost sounded like Lou right touching. There.
I don't know who Lou is.
Lou Brutus?
Oh. I remember him.
Okay.
It's the radio guy that does the...
Yeah.
Radio
guy. What else, Nick?
He always talks like this and talk about music.
Lou Brutus.
All right. That's my goal.
The new Foo Fighter album's out.
Let's talk about New Glory.
New Glory band?
The band.
Newfound Glory? Got it.
New Glory is getting in touch with the internet.
I bet they are.
Yeah. So they got a beer called Every Just Night. Here for the Comments.
And oh.
It's got popcorn on the
That's
label.
That's a good name.
Just Here for the Comments.
Just Here for the Comments.
It's a double.
Can't believe nobody's taken that before.
Just like the line guy,
I'm just here for the culture.
I'm just here for the camaraderie.
Don't need any beer.
No, I'm good. You want me to get you one? I will.
And the other one from New Glory is Gummy Worms, which is a
chewy
IPA.
I'm looking out for that one as well. That one.
Yeah. Why does that just sound awesome?
I don't know. I want to try it.
Yes.
New Glory, you could send us some beer.
Yeah.
Hello, breweries.
Where's Randy?
We are influencers in the craft beer world. It might help you if you sent us some of your beer. It would be on the show.
You act like they listen.
Yeah, I know. I'll try. You figure after, 6 years? How many years have you been around?
12.
12 years.
11.
Somebody would pay attention to us. But now. Let's go.
Oh, no.
We stay indie. Unencumbered.
We're so indie we buy our own beer.
Yep. Super indie. We only answer the golden gods.
Except for those
gods.
Who send us beer.
Yeah, and those that send us beer. Is that it?
Yes, that is all.
Oh, okay. Hill Farmsteads put canning in 12-ounce, putting beer in 12-ounce cans. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know. How, but they're doing it. I don't know how this magic happens, but if you're a Hill Farmstead fan, they got 12-ounce cans now.
Yeah.
I'm still looking out for that Stone Vengeful Spirit Unfiltered Tropical IPA.
Good Lord.
Look out for it. We don't get Stone that well anymore. I mean, we get some, but it's like, I don't know. It's weird, man.
We get some. We lose some.
I'll bet
some.
That one's probably at Total Wine. Feels like that's a Total Wine. I'm not looking out for Mexican lagers. This seems to be like a sub-trend. It's certainly not New England style levels of trend, but Mexican craft breweries making Mexican lagers.
I would agree with that.
This year has been a trend, mm-hmm. And I don't. It's not needed. Only situationally in a Mexican restaurant. Do I care about a Mexican lager? Otherwise, no.
No.
When I was...
So, Mexican lager or 805?
Oh, shit. Ooh. Wow. That's a strong question.
You think about that.
I'm going to have to think about that. I think it depends on... It's going to have to depend on the Mexican lager.
Mm. If it's from Central Coast, I'll drink that.
Oh, okay. Well, Alvarado Street has one.
Yep.
And when I was there, their fridge, their can of all their can releases, it was full of the Mexican lager. It was just like nobody was buying that Mexican lager.
Oh, man.
Everything else, it's flying off the shelf.
Alvarado Street made a beer nobody likes? Yep. How is that possible?
I didn't say nobody likes. I was just like, if you
want, not
if
buying
they,
it.
If they want to keep a beer on the shelf, make a Mexican lager. That's all I'm saying. If out of Alvarado Street makes a beer and it's not flying off the shelf, what the hell are you making it for? It's Mexican lager. Situationally fine beer. Fine beer style. Would you have a coconut pineapple IPA?
No.
You guys are all into pineapple.
But you said coconut first.
Coconut pineapple that IPA.
Sounds
good. Who do you think is making a coconut that pineapple
sounds
IPA?
Sounds like suntan lotion.
Monkish.
You say monkish. What do you say, Dick?
Coconut.
Who would make pineapple? A coconut pineapple IPA?
Oh, man. Coconut pineapple. Oscar Blues.
It's tropical.
Belching Beaver.
Oh,
you know they love those flavors.
They got the Pog right now.
Yep.
The passion fruit orange guava.
Coconut pineapple IPA. Nope. Not going to do it.
We've done that at Tioga. It's tropical really? IPA.
But the coconut just,
yeah,
it's too much.
Coconut and IPA, it's tropical. Well, okay, flavor.
But pineapple, then you got to throw pineapple extract in there. I don't know.
Man. No, you just put real chunks of pineapple.
The whip.
Just open up some cans and pour it in.
Mm-hmm. Why are none of the Southern California breweries making a Dole Whip beer?
Dole Whip. Yeah, really. Disney would come after them.
Probably.
Disney teaming up with Dole, come after you.
We're going to dole you.
We're going to dole you, bro. This one I just keep seeing on social media the past few weeks, and I'm finally just like, okay, just give it to me. The Trillium Brewing Adult Human, and on the it's a double IPA. It's getting some high ratings on Untappd.
Whoa.
It's a 4.36 average. That's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 5 on Untappd. That's, for Untappd people, it's pretty high. But my Untappd has a cool thing I like where it'll show the average rating of the Untappd user,
yeah,
and then it'll show you the averaging of your friends. Ooh. That have drank this beer.
That's interesting.
And my friends rate it at a 4.31, and where the average is 4.36. So apparently my friends are snobbier than the average.
You hang out with a slightly more sophisticated crowd.
Slightly snobbier crowd than your average Untappd crowd. So those are my friends.
Are we getting to the point where Untappd is overshadowing beer ratings from like Beer Advocate?
I don't know, because I just don't even check Beer Advocate anymore or anything. It's just Untappd. Yeah. And I don't even Untappd is... It's not my height of Untappd usage right now.
Yeah, that's
I'm
not
a
even
little,
high.
I'm a little slow on it. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I'm still using it, and I still love it, but I'm not using it as much as I was probably last year at this time. But I probably will just go back to it again. It's just kind of one of those just things. But I would consider an Untappd rating more speaks more to the general craft beer drinker than rate beer or anything else. I feel like Untappd everyone.
Do you start to overthink it when you log into Beer Advocate and try to rate something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like you start overthinking it and overanalyzing it. And
somebody
you
on
feel
Beer
like
Advocate,
you have to come up with a paragraph.
Yeah.
Whereas Untappd, you're just like...
Come up with detailed notes.
Good.
Yeah, Untappd is like, hoppy.
Beer.
Late post.
Dank. Yeah, that's my comment. Like, late post. Oh, that's a great description, Mike.
Yeah,
late post.
What'd that beer taste like? Oh, I see.
I drank it 3 days ago. I don't know, man. I'm just posting here, bro. Stop trying to engage with me.
Leave me be.
I'm just using a public accessible app. to show everyone I'm drinking beer, but I don't want you to talk to me. That's enough. Enough to look
out for. That's enough out of you.
That's enough. Enough looking out for beers. We got after the XBA. I already drank my XBA. It's all gone.
Get that bottom pour.
Oh, yeah, bottom pour. Get some dregs in there. And what the hell would there be after looking out for? Oh, wait. Oh, we got fridge mic. Fridge mic. Fridge mic's on.
Hello, fridges. How is the fridge? Holy moly, what are these in here? What?
I don't know, man.
Where did these come from? Where does this beer?
Is that the one Fontaine Jim says? These are bad beers, but drink them.
Oh, that's exactly what that is.
Yep.
We'll not drink them tonight.
Nope. There is a... if you go into my shelf, there's a stone with the blue label. You can grab that.
Oh, can I?
Yep.
Does it say double IPA?
Yep.
If I move a beer to Becky's shelf, will she drink it?
If it's in her style.
No, she just like she just doesn't grab and
no. She'll look at it.
Damn it. It'd be hilarious. And also the last time I'm ever on this podcast.
No. I'll take the hit for it. I'll say I did it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right, we've got a beer we're about to have, but we're also
gonna beatbox to it.
Bros, we were drinking stuff. Speaking of on tap, we were drinking things past week. Some of them were checked in, some of them weren't. Some of them may have been noted on a notebook. Nick.
Note Edge.
What were you caught drinking? Stop it.
I did a little trip to the coast.
Oh, you already did your trip to the coast. What's going on? You guys are taking separate coastal trips?
That's right.
My God.
I show up with a beard.
With a beard?
Uh-huh. And I wreak havoc. And then I let Matt go after me. And then they're like, that's that guy.
That's a guy that was here last week. That was havoc wreaking.
Havoc wreaking. Havoc wreaker. Okay, so I did. Ooh, I did pumpkin beers too. Wait for that.
Ooh, Matt's like on his look. Edge. If Matt's getting on the edges of his seat right now,
he's getting on the edge. Living on the edge. Made a stop at the Libertine Morro Bay version.
Morro Bay Libertine,
and I was so ready to walk in there and look at the bartender and go, had it. I mean, like I point at the board.
Yep, all your Libertines.
Had all these. And sure enough, they had new beers I've never had
before. What?
So on tap now at the Libertine is the Maverick, which if you know about Libertine's label art, there's always a story behind the name of the beer. And so Maverick is a pun between the Tom Cruise character of Cocktail and Top Gun.
Yeah.
And it's pretty epic.
Is he doing cocktail tricks while he's in his F-14 jet?
Exactly. Well, he's got the helmet on. Yeah, you know, they all have their own flight helmet.
Yeah.
So he's wearing the helmet while he's in the pink neon. Instead of saying cocktail, it says Libertine. So
nice.
Total label buy, but the beer is actually really good. It's an old ale aged in tequila barrels.
Hmm.
Also new is the Citrus Swells.
That's a Libertine beer?
That's a Libertine beer.
Hmm.
It just says Wild Ale. I think that was a Blonde Sour, I think. Then we made it to the Boardroom in Pismo, which I've always heard good things.
Yeah, I like that place.
They had a Central Coast beer on, the Citra Go Galaxy. Is that what it's called?
Sounds good.
That was a good beer. Reco. Reco that one if you're at the Boardroom. Citra So Galactic. Citra So Galactic from Central Coast Brewing. Gave it a 4.5.
Oh, pretty high praise.
I found some Mega Blazing Worlds on
draft. Oh, how is that on draft as compared to the bottle?
Pretty freaking sweet. Still hazy, though.
You're expecting not...
I thought it'd be a little cleaner. No, I forgot that it was that cloudy. Or did they just cloud this one on purpose?
I don't know. Everything's clouded on purpose now.
Everything. All the clouds. Had the Phantom Bride. Is that the Belching Beaver Deftones?
Yes.
IPA in the can right now?
Yep.
Had that. That was my lounge day beer at the hotel room. There's a little fire pit at the hotel. Yeah,
it's good lounging beer.
Hung out for a little while. The old Frog and Peach in downtown San Luis. They got some...
They have craft?
Yes. 20 handles.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept seeing it everywhere I went, and I finally sat down and tried it. It was the Firestone Walker's Gen 1, which is, I guess, their newest IPA experiment.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It was not bad.
It was not bad.
And so just to be sure, I had the Aurora Hopialis from Carl Strauss.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Gen 1 was a little bit better.
Whoa.
Than,
okay.
As far as hop bitterness and crispness, The Carl Strauss was, unless it was old, unless... The Carl Strauss could be old, in which that's Tony Bagg's fault if it is.
Where do you go, Bags?
But, yeah, the Gen 1 surprised me. It kind of, it's not too far off from this number 7 Luponic.
Okay.
So that seemed to be what all the kids were drinking. That beer was everywhere, that Gen 1.
Wow, that was the hot beer on the coast that weekend.
We also made it to the Bowie Tavern. One. You guys ever heard of the Bowie Tavern?
The Bowie Tavern. Yeah. I have not.
They got the name. Barrel House IPA on draft.
Okay.
And I also had the worst Sierra Nevada Pale Ale life at that bar.
What?
Yeah. I was shocked.
Like, was it old or
what? I don't know what was wrong with it. It tasted kind of like throw up.
Wow.
It was bad.
What would cause that in the line? Throw up, maybe?
Yeah. And either throw up or it doesn't...
Bad glass?
Doesn't ever move.
Just
old beer.
Wow.
It was bad. But the Barrel House was good. So it was the Big Swell, I think.
The Big Swell is solid.
Yeah. And then back home, Uinta's Punk Inn. And Anderson Valley's Fall Hornin'.
All horning.
Kicking off pumpkin beer season.
So you go to Pismo one weekend, you come back and just start jumping into pumpkin beers. That's see how right. it is.
It's temperature folly. Drop.
It's folly in here.
Temperature has dropped.
We're not sweating at all right now in the studio. It's very fall strange. Beers. Time for all the pumpkins. All right. Is that all?
Is that not enough?
No,
I bought a six. Fine. About a six pack of the BFD.
See, there was something else.
But
big it. Fucking deal.
Had it
on. Yeah, big fucking deal, Nick.
If somebody's got an opener, we could open this beer.
You're openerless down there?
Openerless.
Oh, look at Matt opener has it on his ring.
Openerless. Shut up and open another beer.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show. A stone donated to us by Mikey Topor. Follow that douchebag on
that jerk
on social media.
Oh, this tastes like arrogance.
I'm a jerk. All right, cool.
You're trying to do a non-carb pour right there. I saw you.
I want all the bubbles in my gut.
Bubbles gut. All right. This is the one with the blue label. Stone Anniversary.
Oh, it's a double.
Hail to the Hop Thief. It is a double.
Yeah, somebody catch that thief and bring back the hops.
It's not the notorious 16th anniversary one that we have in the bad beer fridge.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey.
It'll put hair on something.
Uh-huh. Make you strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
Did you have more looking in Matt?
What?
You're Bincott's.
Bincott drinking.
Bincott drinking.
Went to Spokeasy. They had Phantom Bride in cans. What? So I picked up one of those.
They had Phantom Bride in cans.
16-ounce cans.
That's not too crazy.
One of those. They had Mega Blazing World on drafts, so got to have that. Enjoyable.
Oh, now you both had a draft. I have it.
Walked over to Goldstein's after that. Didn't take a photo of the board, so I can't remember what I had. But at the end of the evening, we did end it off with River Buddy. Had a can of River Buddy from there. And
they had it in cans at Goldstein's?
River Buddy, yeah. Huh. I
find that odd.
How have you not had River Buddy?
I've had River Buddy.
Six or seven cans of it.
I'm just saying, I didn't think of Goldstein's having cans.
They have a few things bottled or canned that they advertise, and then there's kind of like, you got to know somebody.
Oh.
You know, there might be a secret menu.
Industry.
And then I finished off that.
I know everybody.
That tasty six pack.
Yeah.
Purchased from Whole Foods.
That's a nice beer. Nice beer. Mm-hmm. That was enough. That's your week.
That's what's your rememberable. Week.
Well, I as we drink this double,
yes,
Hop Thief, I just can't have doubles by myself anymore.
Oh,
or whatever.
Boy. What happened this time?
Well, nothing major, but
did you get kicked off Snapchat?
They're like, well, this guy is way too raw for Snapchat. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we know you're going to send some pics, but geez, dude, come on. Holy crap.
That made my grandma blush.
I had two instances of getting a hangover from just one bomber of double IPA and a single 12-ounce bottle of an IPA twice in this past week. The other night I had it with I had the Coronado Anniversary IPA. It was a double.
Yes.
And then I am with the General Sherman, and I got a hangover from that. I'm like, no, it's not cool. It wasn't bad hangover, but still it was a hangover. Like, wait, that's not enough beer for me to get that hangover.
So that means your water intake is down.
Yeah, maybe. And then I had the same thing happen while I was at Disneyland in the hotel room. That's all I had was like a bomber, a double bomber, and then that one, like an IPA, kind of a lighter, six-ish IPA. Next morning, I'm like, wait, I drank last night. I don't want to be reminded that I drank last night.
See, Disneyland, I'm definitely calling lack of water.
Yeah. But.
Or not as much as you're used to.
No, I didn't get hydrated very well.
Pull up your step count from that day. Maybe you walked more than usual.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I did a Saturday. We did 8 a.m. opening, midnight closing, all the way straight through.
No naps.
No naps. No, didn't leave the park.
Trooper.
Never left the park. nonstop all the way. Did everything we could do. Yeah. Full on day.
I think our highest was like Matt was saying, do the step counter. I think we did almost 20 miles.
Whoa.
It's a typical day at work for me.
Dang, dude. Look at all those calories you earn for beer drinking. It's pretty impressive. I didn't get to do any beer things while I was there. All I did was go to the liquor store next to the hotel.
Sad face.
To Candy King Lane Inn. The timing, we had to adjust our schedule. We were going to come down on the Friday early and just do Downtown Disney on Friday.
Nice.
But we had to stay in town for a thing, so we didn't get there till late Friday, so we didn't do anything on the Friday night. Ooh. And we pushed the Downtown Disney stuff to Sunday morning, which was the original time we were going to go check out a bottle shop and a beer place, maybe. That was that got wiped away. So, man. I didn't know craft beering outside Zero. Of drinking in the hotel room.
California Adventure, at least. Did you get a beer over there?
No, we just did the Single one day, park. One day Disneyland all day.
Yeah. If you're going one day, you got to do
Disneyland. Yeah. Because there's no reason for a park hopper when we're doing one day. Right. So. And I wanted to, my daughter turned 9, and I wanted to get her the quintessential Disneyland memory. Cause that's when I felt like my age was like when I, that solidified my Disneyland love was like that age and having like a full Disneyland day.
Yeah.
And I felt like this is going to cement her into like, yes, Disneyland-ness. To
giving over millions of dollars.
Yeah. For the rest of her life now. So I'm pretty sure we got that accomplished. So that was the main thing. So no beering. Just hotel beers before I passed out.
Dad job.
Yep. A classic dab job. Let me check and make sure there wasn't anything else of interest this past week on Untapped. I'm Dorktown on Untapped, aka Mikey Topor. Either of these will work. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is the Nick 80. We're all on the Untapped.
Yo ho.
Yo ho ho, and the pirate's life for me. I guess that's all the cool stuff. Sherman, Tahoe Deep. I wanted to be more impressed with the Knee Deep's Tahoe Deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's a fine beer. Again, yeah. The doubles. But I was expecting more. So I was a little let down by Tahoe Deep, but it's still a fine beer. I'd say check it out if you could. So that was enough of that. Been caught drinking. How you guys doing?
We're here. Good.
What do you think of this Hail to the Hop Thief double stout?
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Hail to the Hop Thief. Oddly, is that pineapple?
I don't know. I wasn't getting pineapple.
There's a weird citrus sweetness to it.
There's a huge explanatory
period. Great.
This big, like a short story.
Where's the cliff notes? I just need the ingredients, please.
Yeah. Let me know the things I'm supposed to be tasting. Okay. Yeah.
Sweet. It's sweet like a, you ever had a Surfer on Acid? Like a Jägermeister and pineapple? A
long time ago, yeah.
It's got this weird sweetness to it.
Hmm. They just try to make a Surfer on Acid beer wise.
Boozy.
Boozy.
Is it boozy?
Boozy. It's a, let's see, what do we got? What's we coming in at?
9.8? Yeah.
I think.
I guess that's all right.
I'm going to go with 9.8.
Oh, you got it, Matt.
He always gets it.
Man, he's good. God, he's good.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. These are our patrons that donate money to the show every month, $5 or more. They say, here's some of my money. You can have it. Thank you for the show. And we say, thank you very much, because that goes to help pay for the expenses of the show. And it will be buying new stickers, a new batch of stickers.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be floating around the airwaves now. So look on the show notes. There is a place you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope if you want these stickers. You want to display these stickers. Help promote the show for us. This is very appreciated, much like our Golden Gods. And the Golden Gods do. If you're like, maybe I do this Golden God thing. Well, you do get to you can listen to the show a little bit earlier than everyone else does, and you can hear the tailgate session, the little bit of time where we're hanging out before we start recording the show, and releases on whatever videos we put out, and maybe the occasional exclusive audio. So thank you. Cheers to our patrons. And cheers also to a couple untappers, J. Scott 559 and Brown Nuts.
What?
Brown Nuts, man.
All right.
Cheers to Brown Nuts. Single Cam Slam. And just everybody, man. Everyone that listens to the show, I really appreciate you still being here and listening. And if you can promote the show, help us talk about the show. Use your social media to help us out. Subscribe to the show on any podcatcher you're using. These are all cool things you could do for us. It's highly appreciated. We don't do it. If we want to do it for just ourselves, we wouldn't publish it to the internet, would we?
That's right.
We're not like one of those bands that are just like, yeah, we don't care if anyone buys our music or listens to it. We just do it for us. Well, then why'd you put it out to the public then? If you just did it for yourself.
Quit your bitching.
If you're putting it out to the public, you want people to get. We want to help people and help people have fun with beer and once in a while get some occasional information. Once in a while, Matt gives us some information that Nick and I promptly step on. But still, if you listen really closely, Matt gave you some pretty good information before we got to it. Nerd.
Yeah, thanks.
So, thank you, guys. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Just cheers out to patrons, people that I run into. Cheers out to everybody.
Yeah, man. Shared love. Nick?
It looks like I wrote Ermagerd.
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 Wasn't the Ermagerd a girl in town? Speaking of... Yeah, that girl, that meme with the
actual girl,
the girl with like the braces, and she's like, Ermagerd. She was in town. She took a picture. She was at Goldstein's.
What? And
she took a picture with Cockamamie Jamie.
Wow.
Because Cockamamie Jamie has a little bit of social media street cred by when he did a rap battle, he pissed his pants, like purposely. Pissed his pants during a rap battle.
That's dedication.
To prove a point. And like, so he got some viralness from that. And so they took a picture.
Wow.
Okay. It's just funny that you brought up Ermagerd. She was at Goldstein's.
I have no idea what that says. Cheers to beers in bedtime. Hedge hops. Like drinking beers. Like underscore drinking underscore beers. Maybe that's a.
Some of these names are tough, man.
They're
it gets
tough.
Confusing.
Especially when I chicken scratch them down.
Is it from Untabs? Is it from Instagram?
Yeah, all of the above. Barbara Ann. Oh, it's. Ernie Rodriguez. He's a frequenter of the Tioga Sequoia.
I know him. You know him too.
I do know him too. But he followed me on my Instagram instead of just the perfect pours.
I heard the Beer Garden has its own Instagram account now.
Yep.
What's that? What's that? What's that handle?
TS.
I knew I'd rattle them.
TS Beer Garden.
TS Beer Garden. On Instagram. Follow it. It's brand new. It's fresh.
It's freshies. Get some freshies. And
Fulton Street, partially open. Drive right up the Tioga now.
Drive it. I'm going to go do a burnout.
Drive it.
Do some burnouts.
House Spindragon, they're going to have a little patio on the sidewalk. They're very, very meticulously creating a patio in front.
Are they? No.
Yeah.
Meticulously?
They've never seen somebody take so long to build a patio. Then Hot PK.
And we'll end there because I can't find the last.
All right. We'll save it for stupid next week. Phone. Can't wait to see what Nick's cheers are going to be next week.
More Irmagears.
Real quick, Nick. Taproom update.
Taproom update.
Zach's Brewing Taproom update.
Crap. I don't know if I could tell this or not.
Oh, okay. Might be too secret.
Yeah.
Let's come on, give us an exclusive, damn it.
He is filing for the permits that let him brew the beer. So, official licenses.
That's going to take so long now. Yeah.
So, we submitted the plan to the TTB.
The old TTB.
The old TTB. And then once you do that, then you can get your ABC. And then once you do that, you could sell.
Get your ANBC.
Then get your EFD.
You get your EFD and then your GEH. And your HIJ. And then you can get people drunk for money.
Yeah.
And make those Z's.
Make them Z's.
No, sorry. Then you can make them G's.
Ah.
Yeah.
We're not gangster enough.
Because people will be spending them G's.
Yeah.
I thought get it was cheese.
Get ready. Brewery district. It's a brewery district now, right? So, it's official. Right?
Yes, the mural said so.
There's a mural.
Yeah. There's a mural that said this is a brewery district. So pretty soon, mural said so. You're thinking about visiting Fresno, you're going to visit a brewery district. Don't do it now.
Don't do it, but do it now.
But later, do it.
Do it.
Get ready.
So sorry if I wasn't supposed to say that. But that's
Sorry. Sorry, Zach.
10 people heard it.
Yeah, this is all that's left now. We try to lop off everyone that started listening at the beginning. Like, there's no way I'm staying through this whole thing. Well, you stayed through it. So thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four at Perfect Four Pod on all social media. And the Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, and Mikey Top Pour. Thanks to the Dorktown Network. Our other shows in the network, including Dorktown, Flowing with Famous, and Get Off My Podcast. All, I'm sure, quality shows.
Quality.
Thanks for listening, and the Sunbirds are going to play music, and we're going to enjoy it. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Boop, boop, check your dates. Boop, 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 boop.